Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Everyone's talking about the Yankees and the trade deadline. Right, that's what we're focused on. How they're going to improve at first base? Maybe get a third baseman. How do they improve? Well, I thought of a wacky one today because I was thinking about it, and something happened that really made me wonder. And you know, I've been all over the Toronto Blue Jays. I've been all over the Blue Jays, calling them frauds. I don't trust this core group. Never have. I think they're overrated. I think because there's juniors and, you know, former Hall of Fame players as fathers to this group and great players to this group, that it's been kind of overrated. And this offense has never been as good as we thought it was. And now the pitching is really at the forefront of this team more than even the hitting. And they've really struggled. And they are a million games out of first place with no real chance of catching the Yankees or the Orioles. And yesterday, they traded Biggio to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And so I started thinking when I heard that, I'm like, not that Biggio is a major piece. He's kind of been a disappointing prospect for them overall. But as this team has now kind of seen, I mean, like Springer, I don't know if Springer has much left necessarily. And you're seeing guys really underachieve throughout the lineup. If they feel like they've hit their limit with this, last year they tried to change the team a little bit and get more defensive minded with, you know, Varsho and some of the things they did. Obviously, I mean, they got IKF playing third base now. I mean, the team is just a shell of itself. They haven't scored runs. The Yankees have three hitters, as you saw on the graphic last night, if you're watching the Yankee game. Judge, Soto, and Stanton have more home runs than the Toronto Blue Jays do as a team. And, you know, Bichette's having a down year. And so would the Blue Jays be willing to break this thing up? Are they looking to break this thing up and start anew in Toronto? And I don't think that's that crazy, because if you look at it, they were willing to spend money, right, for Ohtani last year. And so I could see them, like, if they have money in the coffers right now, but they don't deem these players as suitable, you can trade for prospects now, see if you can build the team up, and then add other free agents with the money, maybe be in the Juan Soto game next year, maybe be in some of the high-priced shopping and try and change your organization rather quickly by trading away some of these bigger pieces, spending money, and having a new young core along with some big-time free agents. It's not the craziest thing I've heard considering the failures of this group, and I do think the group has had a failure. So here's my thought. Vladimir Guerrero plays first base. Vladimir Guerrero, despite never wanting to play for the Yankees, I think would welcome being thrusted into a playoff race and a pennant race, playing at Yankee Stadium where he's had massive success. He's got a year of control next year. So he's under contract. He'll be a free agent at the end of next year. He makes about $19 million this year, so the Yankees would have to pay half that salary. And then next year, arbitration, he'll probably make somewhere around 22, 23. But if you want to stack the deck, as Keith says, if you want to bring in a major piece to change this lineup even further, if you want to add another impact middle of the order bat, I don't know if, I mean, Pete Alonso and the Mets are a tough trade. Vladimir Guerrero and the Blue Jays are a tough trade. But I could see the Blue Jays willing to break this up. And if they are, if the Yankees would be willing. Now, here's the thing, and I want Yankee fans, partially one of the reasons I wanted to do this is I want Yankee fans to understand what you're giving up if you want players like this. This is Spencer Jones. This is Spencer Jones. This is Spencer Jones and Ben Rice. This is a major, major haul to get Vladimir Guerrero, who is not having a great year, who is hitting 282, 7 home runs, 30 RBIs, and a 781 OPS. And last year, he only had a 788 OPS. A far cry from his monster year of 21, where he hit 48 home runs, hit 311, led the league in on-base, slugging, OPS, OPS+, plus, total bases. I mean, he's got black, bold, print, runs, 123, all over that year. And since then, it has not been the same. But if you are looking for the Pete Alonso trade that was thrown out there today, if you are looking for a major upgrade and not just upgrading marginally and not bringing up a prospect like a Ben Rice or getting a Rengifo or someone who, you know, is probably just a little bit better at different things than Rizzo and or LeMahieu, if you are looking for that, let's go make sure this is the year. Let's go win a title and the future be damned. It's not the craziest idea. And you put him in the middle of that lineup with Soto. So you would have Soto, Judge, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Stanton, Volpe at the top of that order, Verdugo, Gleyber Torres. I mean, that's an impact bat. You'd have him for this year and next year. And theoretically, I mean, it's an expensive first baseman at $23 million. It's probably more than I would have thought, but it's 1 year. I don't think it hinders you major to go sign Juan Soto. It's not like you're trading for a player who's going to make a ton of money. You're probably not going to re-sign him, would be the thought. It's for 2 years. You re-sign Juan Soto, and you go chase a championship for the next 2 years with Vladimir Guerrero in the middle of your lineup. It's not crazy. I don't think the Blue Jays would do it, but I think they're going to look to... I know it's only Biggio, but they did it so early. And they're still in the wild card picture. I don't think they can win the division. I think the Yankees and Baltimore Orioles are far better than they are. But I've said it from a long time. I don't trust this team at all. Never did. They are frauds. Have been saying it for years. I don't trust Bichette. I don't trust Vladimir Guerrero. I mean, I'm willing to... I'm not even saying I would do this trade. I'm just throwing it out there. Because I don't really... I think Vlad's hasn't been nearly what we expected him to be. But it would change the dynamic of this team a little bit. It would add a major pop in the middle of this lineup. And if they're selling already, they might be willing to break this whole thing up.